أكبر في الله.
لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. بسم الله.
إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما العليم الخبير والأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن لا شريك له سبحانه جل شأنه، أشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صفيه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين، وصلاة ربي وسلام عليك سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك وأزواجك ومن سن بسنتك لهم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، إن شر الأمور محدثاتها وإن كل محدثة بدعة وإن كل بدعة ضلالة وإن كل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
وبركاته.
يقول الله عز وجل في كتاب الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. The message for the believer, for you have believed, اتقوا الله حق تقاته. Fear Allah, do your duty in Islam. As it should be, as Allah commanding us, as Rasulullah ﷺ commanding us, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And don't ever die except in the state of Islam. I ask Allah تبارك وتعالى in this blessing day, the day of Al-Jum'ah, in the شهر of Dhul-Hijjah, one of the sacred month, that before we meet Allah, to die with لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. آمين. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the Ummah passing a lot of difficulties. أزمات كبيرة, great afflictions, مصائب, مصائب, trial, disaster, calamity, تكالب الأمم على المسلمين. The nation have gathered east and west, north and south, gathered against you. They have gathered again, and people are about to come upon you to defeat you, to take you out from the land, to deceive you. And subhanallah, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. As you see in our days, actually, how is what they call it Israel, the state of Zionists? How they killed our brothers and sisters in Palestine? How actually they took from them prisoners, children, women, and tortured them? ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. And where is the Ummah? It's a question today to ask. Where is the Ummah in Islam from that? Very few. We condemn it. Where is what they call it the United Nations? What is the United Nation? What they say, the United Nation. And they are not united, as you know. They are united against the Muslim. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. What they say? We don't feel comfortable. European Union. And we have superpower to say we support Israel against the terrorists. I don't know who's terrorists. They have their land, They occupy their land. The only country in the whole entire world under occupation is Palestine. Where is all the people? Where's the human rights? But we are all of the people that have gathered to support Ukraine, but not to support as a Muslim, because you are a Muslim. And we have nothing to do except we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a Muslim community live in this land. So the Ummah really, my brothers and sisters in Islam, suffering, bleeding. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And more than that, fitan. A lot of fitna, temptations, taking all over. The Muslim, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. A lot of fitna, and this is our topic today, the fitan. The fitna which the Muslims face today in our generation more than ever, more than anyone before. Al-wahan, al-di'af, hubb al-dunya wa karahiyat al-maut. One of the reasons also, weakness, love life and hate the death. That is one of the reasons. That's one of the problems. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. And the Muslim actually said, I don't care. I am saved. I am saved. Take it out there for take it out. Because people complain.
People complain. Give them other.
They said the speaker is very hard. Ay wallah. I receive emails. Complain from certain brothers, they come to the masjid. They say the speaker is too loud. They want to come here to sleep. But if you are in a masjid Manhattan, you are not allowed to sleep. If you wanted to sleep, go to another masjid. But you will come here to hear, because the khutbah al-jum'ah is a kind of to charge the battery, to make the people wake up. Because we are surrounded by a lot of fitna, the enemy are about to come upon you, to defeat you. Muslim bleeding everywhere, Yaqi. You know, in the morning, I show you actually why we love this dunya and we hate the hereafter. Just reported to Brother Saeed. From 8 o'clock in the morning, receiving huge number of calling. But they ask, what time the Jum'ah? Then I have to answer, the Jum'ah is 1:05. 1:05. Said, no. I'm asking about what time the Salah. And when I told them the Salah will be around 1:40, they told me exactly how long is the Salah will take. So when I told them 1:40, I told them, brother, in order to catch the Salah is 1:40, come 1:39 to catch the Salah. Subhanallah, la hawla la quwwata illa billah. Everybody, you need to run to eat the lunch or to eat, to go to work. There's nothing wrong with that. But you have to sacrifice for this deen. We have to understand our deen. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. So the ummah facing weakness, facing fitna. And the most of the fitna, fear. To fear their enemy. That is a problem for the Muslim Ummah today. So even where is exactly somebody going to ask a question? Where is the Muslim? Where is the Muslim leader? We have only one or two countries. What they say, we condemn it. Let them slaughter them. Let them kill the people in Palestine. Nobody did anything. So from this meaning, brothers and sisters in Islam, we open the topic today. And we need to compare between our generation and the generation of the Prophet ﷺ and the Prophet and Messenger before him and the believers. We need to make comparison to understand why we are weak. Why we are in wahan. Why we are in humiliations. So we need to understand the fact here. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Imran to compare between us and the first generations. The time of the Prophet, the Sahaba after him, the Islamic Khilafah after him. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان، سورة آل عمران. الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. Those to whom the المنافقين, the hypocrites, because the hypocrites stopped the ummah today to get in power, to be in power, to be strong. The hypocrites who leading the Muslim ummah today. So Allah said that in the time of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A man, his name is Na'im ibn Mas'ud al-Ajja'i. He's from the Kuffar, that time. He came to the believer and he told them, listen, watch. Abu Sufyan and wa ashabihi and his people, they have gathered against you. So fear them. You are in the big numbers. You have the weapons. They have everything available. So Allah said that in the Quran, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ, those whom the hypocrites said to them, people have gathered against you. فَخْشَوْهُمْ, fear them. To ask the Muslim today, we are not conversant. Israel is the most powerful country now. They have everything. They have powerful. They have tank. They have... والله الذي لا إله إلا الله. A child in Palestine have a stone, the soldier run in front of him. والله. Do not fear. Do not fear them. You are strong by your iman. You are strong by Islam. You are strong by the aqidah. You don't fear. So الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فخشوهم. Those to whom the hypocrites said, people have gathered against you, fear them. And we have experience. How many years actually your brother in Palestine had the right to defend their land? Because Palestine is not for you only. Palestine, Zuga Aqsa Masjid, is for who? The Palestinian or for who? For the whole Muslim, subhanAllah. So, for many decades, do they defeat them? They defeat the Palestinian and they call them whatever else they call them, terrorists, radicals, whatever is. Did they defeat them? Never. And never. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he said that from me exactly more than 1400 years ago. مازال الطائفة من أمتي على الحق ظاهرين. Still a group of my ummah. That is the people in Palestine today. Still. People of my ummah, على الحق ظاهرين. They stand firmly to the truth. They don't fear anyone. لا يضرهم من خذلهم. They are not gonna be harmed before those who deceive them. They will never be defeated. They will never be deceived by any kind of people. Egypt closed the gate. Again, it's a Palestine, even for food and medicine. Jordan is the gate for actually medicine and food, not allowed to let the food and medicine go through. Where is Syria? Don't ask about Syria. And where is Saudi Arabia? Don't ask about Saudi Arabia. They are busy in oil. This is the fact. This is the fact and the truth. We are not against anyone. Or I encourage you to make any violence. لا. But we need to understand. فَخْشَوْهُمْ. And when the hypocrites told the believer that time, the time of the Prophet, fear them. They have gathered against you to come to get rid of you. What they said? فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And their iman, their faith has been increased. Allahu Akbar. Their iman, their faith has been increased. And then what they said, and this is the message for all of us. قالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. And they said what? A word stronger more than the mountain. Stronger more than anything in this life. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. They say when they say it, sufficient for us is Allah تبارك وتعالى. The one who has in his hand the victory and the losing. Subhanallah wa alhamdulillah. That is the Ummah in the time. Sahaba, a few numbers. Less women. What happened to the Sahaba? What they did? They opened the East and West. Islam rich, actually, friends, going to Morocco. Islam rich, Madagascar, South Africa. Islam rich, China, Japan, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Pakistan, Bangladesh, India. Islam rich Australia, Islam rich. Why? Because there is a min. Allah described them in Islam. Min al-mu'minin rijal. From among it, the mu'minin are men. And when Allah described them as men, exactly they are qualified to lead. They are qualified to be strong because Allah gives honor for the ummah. But because of our generation, we are humiliated. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Move to us today. Message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله. الله يا قرآن. الله يا قرآن. الذين يبلغون رسالات الله. You need to be strong. There is a message. People outside, they are thirsty for da'wah. What you doing in this life? Car, home, nice food, and then air condition, heat. لا يا أخي. Allah described the ummah, the real people. الذين يبلغون رسالات الله. Those who convey the messages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولا يخشونها. وَيَخْشَوْنَهُ And they fear him only alone. وَلَا يُشَخْشَوْنَ أَحَدًا إِلَّا اللَّهِ And they do not fear anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is actually the ummah. The ummah will never die. I'm not telling you that to be desperate. I am not telling you actually to fear you, to let you fear. لا. But we need a strong iman as a sahaba did it before and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the ummah. Next one actually, look what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also the Prophet in the one of the hadith in the Tirmidhi, narrated by number of the sahaba, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said a very important hadith also. Very important hadith. What is the hadith said? The hadith said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this, inshallah ta'ala. Let me read you exactly that hadith of Huzaifa radiallahu anhu wa arda. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, walladhi nafsi biyadi. I swear Allah, whom my soul in his hand, or my soul which my soul in his hand, our soul in the hand of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ أَوْ لَيُوشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ عِقَابًا ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. Here's the goal, here's the goal, here's the final. For us as a believers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knows about the situation of the ummah today. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, my dear brothers and sisters, and give me your heart and give me your brain, because the Prophet, he cleared everything before he, more exactly, he met his Lord. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ I swear Allah who hold my soul in his hand. لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ To enjoin what's right, to enjoin what's good, and to forbid what's wrong. Other way, لَيُوشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ عِقَابًا Other way, Allah is about to send a punishment upon you. It's number one. If we don't enjoin what's right, and forbid what's wrong, because everybody closed the door. This is not my business. Muslim killed here, this is not my business. لتأمرن بالمعروف. To enjoy what's right and to forbid what's wrong. Other way, Allah, He will send upon you His punishment. And the punishment of Allah is so severe. And we saw it. COVID-19, how many Muslims died? Right? How many Muslims died? Iqab punishment. Earthquake. Tornadoes. Disease. AIDS. Whatever else, name it. That's the iqab punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do not walk, enjoying what's right and forbid what's wrong. ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ. We're going to ask a question today, my brothers. We raise our hand for dua. Why Allah doesn't accept our dua? No? I need an answer. Why Allah doesn't accept us or accept our dua? Here you go. The Prophet cleared it for us. ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ. And you raise your hand to make dua. فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ and your dua will never be accepted. Why, ya Allah? There is a problem in the Muslim community. There is a problem in disease in the Muslim community. And one of it, al-fitan. We are in a fitna, big fitna today, my brothers. Then we have to clear it also. Al-fitna ibtila'u min Allah. It's a kind of test and trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah written for us. To be in the fitna and to see what you're gonna do. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ankabut. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. The spider. سورة العنكبوت. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان. حسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فلا يعلمن الله الذين صدقوا ولا يعلمن الله الكاذبين. أحسب الناس. Do people think they will not be tested when they said we are a believer, we shouldn't be tested, we shouldn't be exactly tried. لا. Allah clearly for us in Surah Al-Ankabut. People think they will be left without any kind of fitna, without any kind of trial, without any kind of test. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. And we tested those who were before them, the Christian and Jew. Why Allah do that? Here is the answer in the end of the ayah. The answer. فَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. And Allah, in our order that Allah to know and to see who is the truthful. Who is the truthful in Aqeedah? Who is the truthful in Iman? Who is the truthful to leave everything? And who is a liar? There is two different kinds of people in this life. Either to be a truthful in your Aqeedah and Iman, and or to be a liar in your aqeedah and your face is fake. Look at today. Look at the akhi, subhanallah, wa la hawla la quwwata illa billah al-ali al-azim. Fitna. We are surrounded by a lot of fitna in this life. The most on the top of them, the fitna became today, all the color became mixed. The fitna is start fitna to shahawat. The fitna, the temptation of shahawat, the desires. Why we are weak? Why Allah, He doesn't give us victory? Why Allah, He delay His victory upon us? Why? Because of the fitna in this life, fitna. And the most strong, exactly the fitna of desires, which you will be moved to the fitna of suspicious. You know what? I don't know what is a halal and haram. People earn in haram, people keep from their country, they open a store to sell alcohol, to sell pork, gambling, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. People leaving a salah on time. People because of the money, taxi cab, taxi drivers, they took the taxi all over the city. And the time of the salah, he said, Allah ghafur rahim, he knows. Because if you work, it is a kind of worshipping. You are a liar in your aqidah. You are a liar in the aqidah, in the faith. Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaba mawquta. Rijalun لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة من الله. Describe them. لا تلهيهم. Nothing averted them. From what? الصلاة. ذكر الله. إقام الصلاة. وإيتاء الزكاة. To pay their زكاة. يخافون يوما. They fear that day. The day of the judgments. When they stand in front of Allah and Allah will question them, Allah will answer them. Subhanallah wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-azim. We are not the generation of the Sahaba. I know it's very difficult. But the good news, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he was sitting with his Sahaba. قال أتدرون من أحبابي? Do you know who is my beloved? The Prophet, he questioned the Sahaba around him. Do you know who is my beloved? قالوا الله ورسوله أعلم. I think we are your beloved يا رسول الله. We are. قال لا. أنتم أصحابي. You are my companions. So who is your beloved يا رسول الله? قال قوم يأتون من بعدكم. People will come after you. They work. أجر العامل منهم كأجر 50 منكم. The reward for every one of them equal to the reward of 50 of you. That means your reward when you perform it on this time, it's equal to a reward multiplied 50 reward of Abu Bakr, 50 reward of Umar. Because what? Because that time they ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why ya Rasulullah? Alasna ahibbauk? We are not your beloved. He said, no, you are my companions. But that time, today, you have one another to support one another. In the time of the Sahaba, Umar support Umar, Ali support Abu Bakr, Ali support Uthman. They support one another. But today, your brother is sleeping in sick in the hospital. You don't ask about him. Your brother has no food. You don't ask about him. It's okay, my family and myself. Let him go and so and so. La ya akhi. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, that day, they don't find helper. They don't find a supporter among them. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to save all of us from the fitna. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to clear all of us from this fitna and to make us strong in faith, inshallah. Pray Allah tabaraka ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. صلوا على رسول الله. Ask Allah to send the blessing, peace and blessing upon our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and all his family and all his companion, his wife, inshallah. And we ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to resurrect all of us with them, inshallah تعالى. So fitna, the most strong fitna, to speak about it, to be honest with you, the most strong fitna, the fitna of woman. The fitna of woman. And why I bring this topic today? Because the summer starts. And wa a'udhu billahi, year after year, you find the woman almost walking naked in the streets. And this is the big fitna. It's the big trial for the Muslim today. For the old and for the young. Look what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنهما في البخاري ومسلم. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Look at what he knows about us today. ما تركت فتنة هي أضر على أمتي من فتنة النساء. I left behind no bigger fitna more. The fitna of woman. The fitna of woman. Find the man actually with beer. The man go to the masjid, but could you imagine if woman around the corner, she told come, I need to go with you. It's a big test. I cannot guarantee myself even. Fitna. Most danger, wa li'auzu billah. And the woman became a lot of fitna. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the pretty. Allah beautified them to make them beautiful. To attract you. Wa li'auzu billah wa la hawla la quwwata illa billah al-azim. So what happened is, why are danger? I receive a lot of disease from the community, brothers. A brother came to me and he cried too much. What happened to you, brother? He said, exactly, I divorced my wife. I said, why you divorced her? He said, exactly, I divorced her and I love her and she helped me. I told him, how I help you? How many times you divorced her? He told me, I divorced my wife 21 times. Wallahi, brother. Wallahi, like this. Exactly, I divorced my wife 21 times. I told him, so what did you do? He told me, I went to Sheikh in New Jersey and he told me, pay kafara. Pay expiations. How much? Pay $100 and your wife will be yours. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. A Muslim came, his wife, as an immigrant from their country to here in America. Both of them are married. And what happened? The husband permitted his wife to go married disbeliever for what? Over him. For what? For green card. Could you imagine about this, ya akhi? Could you imagine about this? Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. A lot of disease in the ummah. So fitnat al-nisa, the fitna of women are very dangerous. The Muslim permitting himself to enter with a strange woman and to close the door, and he will be. Who is the third one will be, akhi? Who is the third one will be?
Shaitan.
Shaitan. Shaitan, do not permit yourself. Be like one of the one who carry the true faith. And lower your gaze. Lower your gaze and look to your wife. Because wallahi al-azim talata, Allah give your wife also beauty. If you are sincere, you're going to look to your wife, she is the most beautiful one. But the problem with us, because we have disease in our hearts, فَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِلَالَ الْعَظِيمِ. So fitnat al-nisa is very dangerous. Very dangerous. Be aware. Actually, to be actually with the woman, we have a lot of Muslims around the corner, they work in this area. You see him in the street, working with co-worker. Where are you going, brother? Ah, she's like my sister. We're going to take her to lunch. We eat the lunch together. You are a liar. And when you sit together to in the same table, what you gonna shaitan will tell you? You have a beautiful eyes. You have a beautiful lips. And the shaitan will jump actually to defeat and tell you, finally to go over cancer. There is in Brooklyn, because I'm teaching, alhamdulillah, in Brooklyn for many, many years. The brother came to me and he told me, ya Sheikh, my cousin female came from back home from one African country. And she doesn't have any place, but I have apartments. I have apartments. Shall I invite her to my apartment? I told him, no. She's my female, cousin female, she's like my sister. I said, no. So in the end, he did not listen to me and he invited the woman actually to his apartment. He has only one bedroom. Exactly, I told exactly what he do. He sent exactly his cousin female to the room. And he sit where? In the living room. So the sister, she need to go to the bathroom. He said, what happened? When she came out from the bathroom and he saw her in the living room. So what did he do? قال فوقعت علي, and I committed zina with her. Committed zina with her. You're not allowed to stay with her. Now we're having more than a problem. She's pregnant. What I have to do with this child, Sheikh? I said, this child is not your child. It's child of zina. It's not belong to you. Cannot inherit you. Cannot give him a name. Could you imagine about that? Punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more than that, my time is over. The fitna of man, the wealth and property. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل فتنة أمة فتنة وفتنة أمتي في المال. Every nation fell in a fitna, and the fitna of my ummah in wealth, in property. He forgot Allah, he forgot everything, stealing, exactly earning from al-haram, وليعوذ بالله, riba, وليعوذ بالله. Ummah also suffering because corruption, stealing, exactly bribery, name it. Zamal is fitna for the Muslim. And we advise myself before you to pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ja'al al-mal fi aydina wa la taj'al al-mal fi qulubina. Allah make the mal, the wealth, the money in our hand, and not to make the money in our hearts. Because if the money comes to your heart, will exactly corrupt your heart. Do not be busy to worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Enjoy what's right, forbid what's wrong. And this is actually a message And والحديث بقية, and we continue to speak about this until Allah purify us from all the sins, and Allah تبارك وتعالى save us. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. اللهم عليك ببني صهيون ومن والاهم. اللهم دمرهم تدميرا, شتت شملهم, لا تبقي منهم أحدا. اللهم عليك بالظالمين ومن والى الظالمين. انصر إخواننا في فلسطين, وانصر إخواننا في العراق وسوريا, وانصر إخواننا في اليمن, وانصر إخواننا في أفغانستان وفي الباكستان وفي البنغلاديش, انصر إخواننا في أفريقيا وفي أوروبا وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. يا رب برحمتك نستغيث, لا تجعل فينا بيننا وفينا ولا بيننا شقيا محروما. واغفر لنا بالأعمال الصالحات أعمالنا, وتوفنا مسلمين, الحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين. أرنا الحق حقا ورسولنا اتباعه, وإن الباطل باطل ورسولنا اجتنابه. اللهم تب على التائبين واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. واغفر لآبائنا وأمهاتنا الذين صرفونا بالإيمان. يا رب اهدي أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين. وحصنا بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تغفل. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن ولا. قوموا إلى صلاتكم إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. بارك الله فيك.
Yes, good.